And the wolf wants to know about that time you got locked out of your vehicle or locked out of your house. Now, getting locked out of a vehicle is kind of a tough thing to do now. There's a lot of things in place to make it very easy to get back into your car, especially with the newer vehicles. I mean, you know, you can use satellites and apps, and you can call the dealer, and they can unlock it remotely, and your vehicle won't lock unless, you know, something's... So it's very difficult to lock yourself out of your car, but, you know, if you were able to do that, let me know about it. I know growing up, you know, over the years and the vehicles that I had, a much different time. A lot of Slim Jims, a lot of coat hangers, trying to just get that little thing. But, you know, nowadays, like I said, the way the cars are manufactured, they're built, the technology we have, it's not easy to lock yourself out of your car. But if you were able to achieve that in a new car, I certainly would love to hear that. Tell me the story. But last night, well, actually yesterday afternoon, took the kids out. One of my daughters having a birthday this weekend. She wanted a new bike, so we went and picked out her bike. We were in Rexburg, so we went over to Boba Love, got some boba. We just had a great afternoon going on. Get back to the house. We're going to make some dinner, going to chill. And go to the key ring after pulling into the garage and realize there are no keys on the key ring except the one I just used to drive the car with. And I look at my wife and I said, "Where's the rest of your keys?" She said, "You took them off the other day." I said, "I did." And she said, "You did." And I said, "Oh, yeah, we took them off because we were, I don't know, wandering around and we needed a key to get in and out of that." Long story short, the keys never got back on the keychain, and I didn't realize it because we got all these other darn fobs and everything flopping around on it. And I didn't even realize when we ran out the house and just the actual doorknob was locked, and I didn't turn around to lock the deadbolt, so I didn't realize the key wasn't on there. I mean, at that point, if I would have realized that we just locked ourselves out, we wouldn't have even made it to get the bike or the boba. But long story short, we locked ourselves out of the house. The good news is we were able to get into the garage where the tools were. And remember yesterday when we were talking about how neighborly you are? Let me tell you something. If you are locked out of your house, having good neighbors is a very good thing, especially if you're kind of rural and you're trying to do everything you can but call the locksmith, because you know after hours and coming out to a rural location, the locksmith is going to cost a fortune to pop your lock, whether it's your car or your house. Probably more expensive for the house. So we're trying all the windows, and of course those are secure. The compound, the Don Jarrett compound is secure. Trust me on this. And the way they build houses now, it's not easy to do the things that you used to do. Like, oh, you know, the old credit card trick, right? No. I watched for a good 2 hours two different grown men destroying all of their old credit cards trying to pop that quick set lock. And it was not happening. We tried keys that fit in there but weren't made for it with the old bump key action. That didn't work. Went to YouTube, pick a lock in 20 seconds with a safety pin, bobby pin, or a paper clip. None of that worked. I would tell you that right now. And I'm thinking to myself, we're going to destroy this lock. We're not even going to be able to get in. And I want to give my friends and neighbors the opportunity, you know, to have some success here. I don't want to cut them short and go, stop and call them the locksmith. But, I mean, at this point, the girls and my wife were like, I guess we'll just camp out in the truck, you know, tonight. And, they're, you know, they're eating snacks they had in the glove box and drinking out of the hose because we can't get into the house. I'm like, okay. And so we go back to the sliding door. Now, the sliding door, you know, I grew up that the sliding door is a vulnerable access point. So what did I do? Of course, I cut a piece of wood that fits between the door and the jamb. on top of the fact that it was locked. Now, I didn't realize that I'd put the piece of wood down in the jam. I couldn't see it. But we wedged the door open and took the piece of wire, put it down there, and we were able to finally pull up the lock. And I thought we were home free until we went to slide it open and realized that we had the wood there. So then we had to do that whole thing. And, of course, the cat is in the house. And the cat is grabbing the wire and playing with it like we're playing with the cat. And I can't do anything about it because he's on the other side of the glass. And he's hindering our progress. And I'm like, yo, cat, stop it. Long story short, we were able to finally get the wood out of the jam, the door unlocked, and freedom. We were able to access the house. But that, I can't even remember being locked out of a house before. I think this was the first time in my long life that we were actually locked out of the house. So I want to know about your lockout situation. Was it the house? Was it the car? Was it something else?
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning, The Wolf. Who's this?
This is Brennan Pruitt.
Brennan Pruitt, tell me about that time you got locked out.
I got up for work. I went to go start the work truck, and I unlocked the one door, started the work truck, and then I shut the door. And I guess when I was getting in the truck, I pushed the lock down, and I locked the truck while it was started.
Oh, no.
I called a locksmith, and he come, but it was about 45 minutes later.
Just sitting there watching the truck running without you in it.
Yeah, wasting that gas.
Man, how much did that set you back to get the locksmith to pop it?
It was only like $45
plus a tank of gas, right?
Yeah, and it was pretty quick. It took him like 2 to 5 minutes.
I know, right? Well, that's what the pros see. They know what to do. I mean, I was happy to see my house was just so secure that somebody couldn't just come up and get into it real quick. But at the same time, I was kind of hoping I could.
Right? Yeah, I've been there before.
The good, the bad, the ugly, the locked out. Yeah. Got locked out of the house yesterday. It was a crisis. Big proportions. Thanks to my neighbors, Richard and Rick, for all of their efforts to get us back in the house. Didn't have to call the locksmith after Roberts. That was good. And I'm glad to know that my neighbors can't break into my house as quickly as I was hoping they could. It's kind of bittersweet. I was kind of hoping it'd be like, ding, bada bing, bada boom, we're in. But the fact that that didn't happen is kind of comforting. But then at the same time, I'm like, get me into my house! Clayton, tell me about the time you got locked out.
I had no Chevy pickup with a camper shell.
Okay.
I stopped Laramie, Wyoming on a Sunday. I believe it was a Sunday, but I stopped Laramie, Wyoming to get gas. I got out, locked my door, and realized my keys were in there.
Uh-oh.
And I thought, no problem. I've got a spare key in the bed of my pickup.
Sure.
So I walk around to the back of my pickup. My camper shell is locked.
Oh, no.
It happened to be opening day of hunting season in Wyoming.
So oh, no.
I called every locksmith in Laramie, and they were all out hunting.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. So you actually, I mean, technically, you locked yourself out of your truck and kind of your house at the same time. There you go.
Yeah, it was pretty locked.
How long did it take for you to get into it?
I can't remember how long it took, but I finally called the dealer, gave him my VIN number. They made me a new key and brought it over to me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, actually, it was cheaper than the locksmith, I found out.
Probably, man. Especially if you got to get him off his hunting trip, right?
Oh, yeah. No kidding. That would have cost dearly.
So I locked myself out of the house yesterday. I already told you my dramatic story, maybe overly dramatic story. Patricia, you said you locked yourself out of your apartment when you were in college. Tell me about that.
Okay, it was when I was in college, and I had to wait 2 hours for my roommate to show up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were like, we had to have given a key to someone. And my wife's like, nope. And I go, I'm like, hold on. You've got two sisters. You didn't give either of your sisters a key. She's like, nope. And I'm like, well, one of your sisters is getting a key now. I guarantee you that.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going down to the Ace Hardware, and we're getting six keys. Everyone's getting a key to our house.
Yeah.
Well, the only problem with that is, I mean, I have a feeling, you know, we'd come home one day or one night, and, you know, my brother-in-law would be sitting in my recliner, drinking my beer and eating all my potato chips, and that's not going to work. So maybe nobody gets a key.
Hello.
Hi,
the Wolf. Who's this?
This is Timothy.
Tell me about that time you got locked out.
My wife and I were visiting a friend in Boise, and we always kept a spare key to the car. Well, I locked the car thinking she had the spare key. We went out the next morning, and I realized I'd left the key on the seat. And I said, well, where's the spare key? She said, underneath the seat.
Of course, yeah.
And, of course, it was Memorial Day weekend, so it took 4.5 hours to get someone there and $365.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Oh, they got you at that point. You'll pay anything, right?
Right, and so the moral of the story is put the spare key somewhere other than where you want the spare key to be.
Exactly. And, oh, I got to tell you, my daughter, she's 8 years old. She goes, Daddy, don't we just have a spare key under the doormat? And I'm like, honey, we will never have a spare key under the doormat.